Letter of Ignatios to Polycarp, Chapter 1. Ignatios, also called the God-Bearer, to Polycarp, the overseer of an assembly of the Smyrnaeans, or rather, to one who has God the Father and the Lord Jesus the Anointed One as his own overseer. I wish you every joy. I was glad enough to learn that your mind is grounded in God, as upon an immovable rock. But I rejoice exceedingly to have been able to see your blameless face. May it benefit me in God. I exhort you, by the favor with which you are clothed, to press forward in your race, and to exhort all others, so that they may be saved. Justify your position with all care, both fleshly and spiritually. Be concerned about unity, for nothing is better than this. Bear all men, even as the Lord bears you. Put up with all men, in love, even as you do. Give yourself to prayer without ceasing. Ask for more wisdom than you have. Keep watch with a sleepless spirit. Copy the ways of God in speaking to each man as an individual person. Like an athlete in perfect condition, bear the sicknesses of all. Where there is full toil, there is much reward. If you love good disciples, you have no gratitude. Rather, bring those who plague you into subjection by gentleness. Not every wound is healed by the same salve. Relieve sharp pains with embrocations. In all things, be mindful as the serpent, and at all times, be innocent as the dove. You are fleshly and spiritual, so that you may be able to persuade things which are visible to your eyes. But as for the invisible realities, pray that they may be revealed to you. In this way, nothing will be lacking, and you will abound in every gift. The season is in need of you, if it is to attain God, as pilots need the winds, and as a storm-tossed sailor needs a harbor. Be sober, like an athlete of God. The prize is incorruptibility and life which lasts to the age. Of this you have no doubt. I offer up all for you, both myself and my bonds which you loved. There are some who seem worthy of belief, but who teach different doctrines. Do not let them disturb you. Stand firm like an anvil being beaten by a hammer. A great athlete will be flayed and yet be victorious. But we ought to patiently endure anything, especially for the sake of God, so that He may also patiently endure us. Become more diligent even than you are. Understand the seasons. Look for Him who is beyond the season, the timeless, the invisible, who became visible for our sakes, the impalpable, the insufferable who suffered for our sakes, who patiently endured every means for our sakes.